Support for KNKX comes from Central Co-op, celebrating their new Tacoma location opening in 2018 on North Pearl Street. Merged with the Tacoma Food Co-op in 2015, Central Co-op is a more community-owned grocery store, open to everyone. More at centralcoop.coop.
Time now for Food for Thought here on KNKX. And this week, 88.5's Dick Stein and our food commentator, Nancy Leeson, forsake Valentine's hearts for their Lunar New Year's stomachs.
Happy Emotional Extortion Day, Nats.
Same to you, Stein. I was very happy to open a neighborhood flyer to see Valentine's Day, his and hers oil changes. And they weren't talking about cooking oil, okay?
They may not have even been talking about automotive oil. But the holiday we're really looking forward to begins this Friday, the 16th, the Lunar New Year, the beginning of Year of the Dog. And that means lots of great Asian food.
Well, that is what it means. It also means that I cannot get into my favorite Chinese restaurants because the line is around the block, which is, of course, all the more reason to cook Chinese food at home.
And yet so many non-Asians think just too mysterious and too difficult to cook Asian food. Now you got to go to the restaurant for that. You can't make that stuff at home.
I know Max says that all the time, even though he watches me do it.
Long ago, when I got interested in cooking, my goal was to learn how to make stuff at home that everybody said, oh, you got to go to a restaurant for that. And of course, a big part of that was Asian cooking, Chinese cooking that time. And I had this epiphany, and I thought, well, these cooks in these Chinese restaurants didn't fall from space. And for that matter, the people tossing pizzas in the pizzerias and so on and so on. You just need to learn how to do it. And that's what I set out to do. And now I cook all different Asian cuisines. And okay, you know, I'm not going to claim I'm the greatest or anything.
Well, but Stein, stop for a second, because I have to tell you that I really do think that you are one of the finest Chinese food cooks I know. Everything I've ever had that you've made, and you make it with ease.
Well, that's nice of you to say. It's so unusual.
I learned to cook by reading cookbooks mostly, and I've been doing this for years, collecting lots of cookbooks. Among my favorite books are Grace Young's The Breath of a Wok, Unlocking the Spirit of Chinese Wok Cooking Through Recipes and Lore is the subtitle, and her Stir Frying to the Sky's Edge. It's just an award-winning book for very good reason. Both of them are truly helpful. There's another new cookbook out by local food writer Xiaoqing Chow called Chinese Soul Food. Its subtitle is A Friendly Guide for Homemade Dumplings, Stir-Fry Soups, and more.
I learned to cook through cookbooks and also by cooking with some Asian friends as well, getting turned on to stuff I'd never even heard of before. I think probably the most important early Asian cookbook for me was the old Craig Claiborne, Virginia Lee
cookbook. What, the Chinese cookbook?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's simply called the Chinese cookbook. That's the one I found at Goodwill for about $2 recently. It's really a lovely cookbook. And even though it was written in the 70s, it still stands today. Everything in there is terrific.
Yeah. We should also remember that Lunar New Year cooking is, of course, not limited to Chinese cuisines. And for anybody who's interested in learning more about Vietnamese cooking, say, I'd simply have to recommend
your girlfriend and mine,
Andrea Nguyen, who's published some really excellent cookbooks, her Into the Vietnamese Kitchen Pho Cookbook and her Banh Mi Handbook and her Great Asian Dumplings book. And, of course, dumplings are a big part of Lunar New Year cooking.
Goes across the spectrum of Asian dumplings.
So there's a couple of recos for anyone who would like to start learning Asian cooking. And, of course, when we both started learning how to cook this kind of food, it was before the beginning of the Internet.
And I'll tell you what, my kid at 19 is an extraordinarily good cook, and he's particularly good with Korean and Chinese food. He turned me on to a YouTube video channel called Chinese Food Demystified. I've taken to just sitting at night and watching these two young people in their apartment in Shenzhen, China, just making dish after dish after dish out on their balcony on a propane burner. Chinese cooking demystified.
With all these resources, if you like Asian cooking, there's no reason why you can't make it at home. With KNKX food talker Nancy.
Happy Year of the Dog.
Leeson.
He's Dick.
Qin Ying Kuai Lu.
Stein.